Cologne boosts green transit with new Solaris hydrogen articulated buses. Regional Faircare Cologne, RVK, has taken a decisive step toward greener public transport by integrating its first articulated Solaris hydrogen buses. Delivered at the start of September, these advanced vehicles form part of an 18-bus order placed last year, showcasing RVK's long-standing commitment to sustainability. The fleet expansion brings 8 18-meter Solaris Urbino hydrogen buses to Cologne's streets, complementing the 46 hydrogen buses already operational under RVK. This marks another milestone for the transport company, which anticipates further deliveries as part of a subsequent order for 20 additional hydrogen-powered buses. Upon fulfillment, RVK will command Europe's largest hydrogen bus fleet, totaling 84 vehicles. Featuring a 100 kilowatt fuel cell system, the articulated Urbino 18 buses refuel with over 50 kilograms of hydrogen stored in 8 roof-mounted tanks. A modular drive system eliminates the need for a conventional engine compartment, allowing enhanced passenger capacity. These buses stand out with cutting-edge innovations, including high-efficiency air conditioning with heat pump capabilities, an advanced monitoring and passenger information network, and a range of driver assistance systems designed to streamline operations. The zero-emission operation, combined with a long-range and rapid refueling capabilities, renders these buses highly efficient for RVK's extensive routes, connecting suburban regions to urban centers and facilitating high passenger turnover. Solaris, a pioneer in hydrogen public transport solutions, has been pivotal in RVK's transition. Its leadership in hydrogen technology is reflected in contracts with over 40 clients across 10 European nations, with nearly 250 hydrogen buses already servicing 25 cities. As the Solaris Urbino hydrogen fleet grows, the company continues to offer expert support in maintenance and after-sales services. Observation: Stellantis surges in Europe with strong sales and EV dominance.